Hello guys, welcome back to the Undercover Nerds Podcast. I am Robert, protector of the realm and slayer of Dat Puss.
Oh my god. I can't believe you just said that with so much confidence.
How are we going to follow that one up, man? That's hard to explain. Come on, bro. Dat Puss, them words.
I want to clarify. I want to clarify that I'm absolutely not the kind of person who would seriously say Dat Puss.
I would hope not. She'd be walking out that door fast.
Next time I bring a girl home, Actually, before that, next time I go to a bar, I'm opening with that.
I want you to throw some hand movements into it, like. You know, like the wannabe gangsters, like, yeah, that puss.
Just yeah. End it with finger gun.
Yeah.
y'all don't want my boy Robert to get laid ever, y'all. Oh my god. Slayer Dat Puss. We gonna have to.
He did it to himself.
He did.
You know, you're gonna get Dat restraining order.
Okay, well, I am. God damn it. I am Tammy, the simping simpleton.
Nice. I'm, I'm Angel, Mother of Dragons, Breaker of Chains, first of her name, Leader of the Realms.
That's Daenerys, copyrighted.
Pure Priest, season 6. I'm out of breath.
Oh fuck, Sonata.
That was intense, bro. Okay.
You got
Sonata,
this.
And right now I feel like a plastic bag.
All right.
Start again.
You're
what
just
the
catching the
opening?
Tears of laughter in your bag.
It's based.
That is probably going to go on record as our longest opening ever.
Oh, so completely based.
So, Tammy and Sonata, you guys have some topics for us today.
It was Sonata's topic. And I agreed. Wholeheartedly.
Well, it's mostly just because we're both trash and we like fan fiction.
We definitely do. Mm-hmm. Nowadays I read more doujin than fan fiction, but you know, that's okay. It's okay.
Well, I'm starting to dip back into it because sadness and boredom have led me down the hole of wanting to escape. So, like I was telling Tammy before, I'm like, I'm really enjoying my ex-reader shit again. It's like I'm in middle school. I'm loving it.
To explain to Angel and Ra what ex-reader is, it's literally you take a character.
Self-insert yourself.
And, yeah, it's a self-insert.
Certain
characters.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's like those animes that they're coming out with now, like the Pillow Boys.
My expectations were low because I thought it was like an offshoot of X videos or something.
I'm sitting here thinking, oh,
it's
a
so
website.
Much worse.
I hate it here.
I hate it here.
Okay, so here's my question, and your answer is gonna like determine how depressed you are. Which anime or series?
We're not gonna go there.
No, you brought this topic up. We have to go the full nine yards.
Full disclosure: we're anonymous, kind of.
Listen, there's a reason.
Have you heard my name? Do you really think I can be anonymous?
There's a reason we don't give last names on this show.
I don't think I did.
They don't know how to spell it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's currently Haikyuu World. So
of course.
We'll leave it there.
No, wait. Let me guess the character.
I don't want you to, because you're going to say it right.
I'm getting passed around.
Oh my god.
I didn't think it was going to go here.
Is it Kuro?
But it's going there.
Is it Kuro? Is it?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. She likes those himbos.
I love himbos. I also just like him
and
I
Bakuto.
Like duality. He's a fucking chemistry nerd. I want him to look at me and be like, hey, are you fucking sodium? Because you're so damn fine. Yes!
Yes, I am. What?
It's like a chemistry pickup line. I'm stupid. It's I can't remember it, but he could.
I just got flashbacks about that TikTok where it's like a bunch of like nerd-based pickup lines about like chemistry in the periodic table, and the one is like, why are all these people so smooth?
What?
I love them. I love them so much. And then like I will read my other favorite ships, which was like Bokuto and Akashi, which is like a setter and ace pair from like another school. If anybody has read In Another Life, please give me more recommendations like that, because I feel like sad sobbing myself to sleep. Like Bokuto never will again.
I can't read X Reader because it makes me feel uncomfortable, especially, I mean, even when I wasn't married. Like, I just couldn't. It's like those, it's like I was just telling Robert, it's like those animes where it's like your POV and you're staring at the other at the character doing their thing. And I didn't know that was a thing. Sorry. I didn't know that this certain anime was that. And it was the Pillow Boys one. Good Night Pillow Boys or whatever.
What?
Yeah, so basically it's you, your POV, and you're staring at this guy, and like there's like you can choose different characters. There's like different episodes for different characters, and basically you're like laying down to go to sleep with this person. Like no sexual thing content at all. Like literally, like you're just preparing for bed with this person, you're laying down in front of them, and like all of them have different personality types. And so, like, one of them's like, you want to lay on my arm? And it's, like, it reaches to the screen and cuts off right where your head would be.
Is this emotional? All
right, so I'm getting
Mystic Messenger flashbacks right now.
Here's my problem with that.
I'm lightheaded.
Japan, there's a female version, too.
Japan is already having an issue with underpopulation. And they're going to put this shit out knowing full well I can't live up to that standard. I can't live up to your actual virtual anime boyfriend. I can't do it.
Listen, it all started with a few horny girls being like, you know what? I feel like writing some shit because I'm sad that it's either over or I have to wait another season. And then Japan was like, you know what? I'm going to monetize that. You bitches are smart.
Now, I will say, while I don't have experience reading any X-Reader stuff, if someone made one where, like, they wrote the reader just beating the shit out of everyone who sucks in Shield Hero or something like that, I'd read that. I'd read about myself punching Spear Hero and everyone else just in their fucking face.
Girl 34, you might be able to find it.
All right, so I think that's going to take me to a very different part of the internet than I want to go to.
I'm so angry right now.
Listen, at this point, I've disappointed everybody in my life. I'm okay with disappointing everybody who has ever heard my voice now. I am sorry. I'm trash.
I'm not disappointed in you. I'm just angry at you.
It's less. Sonata, okay, if it makes you feel any better, I've been listening to those Yato... Yagami,
yes, ASMRs. Why do I love the Dobby and Hawks one?
Bro, right? Oh my fucking god! When he said "daddy," I was like, "Yes, I am your daddy."
I those audios awakened something in me. Listen.
I want our listeners to like prepare themselves for 30 minutes of Tani and Sonata doing self-induced cringe.
And, I love them to death because every single time a new one comes out, I just get reminded how much of a bottom I am.
Hold on, wait, you actually know when they're released? I just randomly found them on YouTube. I didn't know this was a thing until 2 days ago.
She hit the bell. She hit the bell when a video was
on Patreon.
You know, it used to... Oh my god.
Sonata's the first viewer. What are you talking about?
She's the first one to comment everything. Goodness.
Listen, I'm not the only one. This wonderful human being, who is... I'm pretty sure they are them presenting because they have like a higher pitch voice, alter their voice to fit men's. One, talented. Okay. Two, does way more for me than other websites can.
Is it? So. Are they? Okay, so.
She took every girl who was like a One Direction crack whore and was like, here, you all are weebs now, so I know what you need. And I'm like, bless you. Yes.
Oh my ears God. Are so,
my ears are so red. I'm so glad my parents don't speak English.
I'm a little, I feel like I'm a little like sweaty, but I don't really sweat, so I think it's just me like
so
heating up.
Every so often.
You know what? I support y'all, man. I'm proud of y'all's bravery.
Angel, I don't like the way you said that.
Here's the thing, like we've been known to do episodes like this where we go places that we probably shouldn't for the world to
we
see.
Need
and I that's
type,
the reason
I
will
personality into the porn search.
I can never ever ever let my parents hear this podcast or anyone in my family for that matter.
We have definitely gone to the depths of no return from the world. Whatever.
Of... I don't want to let y'all be out there on your own.
You know what? I
totally. Nothing came up.
This is a lonely, lonely path you walk on, and when you find someone like Tammy. You find peace again.
I have definitely clung to Sonata because like she's the only person who will like vocally speak to me about this shit and not just text me about it.
Tammy and Sonata went from having Boulevard of Broken Dreams playing in their head to singing a duet of American Idiot.
Yes.
Yes.
It's 2020. We're making Green Day references. Apocalypse, baby. We're live and direct.
Oh shit! Fuck, I'm crying.
But yeah,
this is the hypest shit I've ever done in my life.
I think fan fiction is great. One, because people get to be creative and they are fucking talented out there. There are some times where you're like, oh, how old is this person? You're like on AO3 and you're just kind of scrolling, looking for something to read. Whether you want to be sad or angst, it's usually always angst. And like you look at like their little bio and you're like, this motherfucker is 16. And you're just like out here like giving them little claps because like they are just so talented. And I'm like, how are you making me sob at 2 a.m. in the morning? And yet I have like 6 unfinished books just staring at me.
Yo, I have I have written Gundam Wing fanfiction.
You want to send it to me?
I don't think it's good. I wrote it a long time ago. It's probably fucking terrible, actually.
But, yeah, I will take any recommendations. I love them. I am too scared, I will say, I think, why sometimes I'm afraid to read any other pairings. When it comes to fan fiction is I don't want to lose the characters. So I'd like to take my time when it comes to finding characters for, like, ships that I like. Because sometimes those fan fictions are scary. I'm looking at you, My Hero Academia fans. You guys are crackheads.
Oh, I've never
like
read
crackheads.
One from my
they are so scary.
I wanna throw you guys a hypothetical. So it's not
I'm
just
so
you guys
right now,
making yourselves feel bad.
What's about? It's like it's tripping over her own fucking words.
I got a hypothetical for you and Sonata.
What's up?
Say pretend that neither of you are in relationships. And you're dating someone, how they want to know more of what you're into and what you read. How do you go about presenting fanfic to them without them being like, maybe this won't work out?
You don't.
I was about to say, better question, how do you go about hiding this?
Honestly, I would rather
from your partner.
I would just let them
marriage.
Discover it on their own, like accidentally see it. Maybe I'll purposely leave it up when I'm like testing them.
You print out pamphlets and just kind of leave loose papers of printed out fanfic around the house. It's like, hey babe, what's this? It's like, oh, I don't know, it must have slipped out of a folder.
Oh,
but
wolf.
If you want to read it.
I'm like, what
I just imagine it. I imagine it like that scene in Hereditary, like your partner's just up in the attic, and there's like a dusty book. They're just like, what is this? And they open it, and it's just their mind is blown. They're just like, oh my, Naruto touched Sasuke's hand.
Hereditary was just a...
I hate that he got it right.
Hereditary is a metaphor for the dangers
Naruto
of fandom.
Naruto would never touch Sasuke's hand first.
Yeah, he is going to be apprehensive about it. Sasuke's got to make the first move. That's true. Yes. Wait, you tricked me! hey, wait a minute. Save me.
That's two in one night tonight, Angel. I made Angel do this like helicopter motion with his head.
I will say, I know that you said your analogy from Hereditary is like when he has the book. My analogy would be is I'm in the driver's side car and I'm telling them get back inside, and then they get their head chopped off because they were sticking back. That is a new problem.
For real though,
take responsibility for it.
I'm not even gonna lie.
You just silently go to bed upstairs.
Oh shit.
There's a couch for a reason.
Listen, if we're using the Hereditary analogy, the pole that hit her head is fanfiction.net, and her head is her sense of shame just...
Yeah.
Bro. Alright, y'all are gonna judge me hardcore for this, but you know what? We're already here. I'm just gonna lay it out. When I was in fifth grade, I was printing out fan fiction from my school's computer so that I could read them at home without them being on my internet browser.
That's dangerous. That is a quick way to get caught.
I definitely printed out quite a few nasty ones.
Although,
all of
I
them
guess,
Gundam Wing, by the
would
way.
Would you have rather you get caught at school by a potential friend or student, or your parents catch you printing out fanfic?
Friends. I don't really know.
Friends.
Listen, my
because
mom... Oh my god.
Oh, friends, 100%, because then you can be like,
at least you will survive that one.
Leave me alone.
I guess, yeah. There is that slight chance that your friend would be like, oh, you read this too? Whereas, like, your parents aren't going to be like, oh, I also read Naruto and Sasuke.
I'm getting flashbacks to when my dad found my first yaoi manga that had, like, an inkling of sex in it and tore it in half with his bare hands.
That is terrifying. Yeah.
I was 16. It wasn't even the fact that it was gay. It was just the fact that I had porn. But either way,
I wish I had fanfic stories to take the heat off of YouTube, but I haven't read.
It's all on me. Tammy, say something.
I thought I just said something incriminating.
No, it's not that bad.
Like,
okay,
I've had friends send me one.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Angel.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he has a story.
So, wow, 10-year-old me, you know what I'm saying? Just discovered Devil May Cry 1.
Oh.
Playing it. And then I want to read more about the characters because I'm really into it. And then I see this link for a, it's kind of funny how predictive the what I didn't know at the time was fan fiction. So I'm reading it and I'm like, it's blowing my mind. I'm like, oh my god, Dante has a brother. And they named him some other dumb shit. It was like Blaze or something.
Blaze.
Like that.
Oh my god, that's so fanficky.
That's some Sonic shit.
it was really bad. It was like, ugh. But I'm reading it, and then it starts getting weird. Like they talk about Dante's chest and shit, and I'm like, what? Wait. What is this? And then I continue reading, and then like reaches in his pants, and I'm like, what? He doesn't have any weapons in his pants.
He has one weapon.
He had a weapon. It turns out he had a weapon.
It's a very dangerous weapon.
And the weapon was used to destroy my childhood innocence. I read some shit I didn't want to see, and I clicked away from the page. And at that point, I was like, I didn't even know two boys could do that with each other.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, I'm crying.
As long as we're outing ourselves, I never read fanfic in the traditional sense, save for like, I had a friend who sent me some Sherlock stuff a while ago. I read a chapter and then just kind of dropped it. However, there was a point in time where I was reading a unhealthy amount of doujins, that got pretty steamy, to say the least.
Pretty steamy.
I won't say for what anime, but you know.
Oh, I'll out myself. I read a shit ton of doujin, and listen, I don't even have to watch the anime to be into it. I will take some of the heat off of Sonata. Just because I love you.
Thank you.
So, honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, one of the most recent fan fictions that I've read was not that long ago. It was about two or three months ago, and it was a Tweek and Craig fan fiction, and it was set in this, like, it was like an AU where they were both adults, so I ain't no fucking pedophile, but they were both adults, and Craig was this, like, it was basically 50 Shades of Grey, but if they had a healthy relationship.
I like that.
Tweek straight up came to work in skirts, and he was like femboying it all the way, and Craig bought him some Louis Vuitton shoes. Not Louis Vuitton. It was, what is the red bottom heels? You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, they were the first fashion designers to do the black leather with red bottom heels.
Is that not Louis Vuitton?
That's Louis Vuitton.
Is it?
Yeah, those are Louis. Yeah,
Craig's fucking balling out of control.
Yeah. Oh. But, so there's that. I wrote fan fiction when I was younger. One of them was, I don't know, y'all haven't read it, but one of them was a Wild Adapter one. Sonata, do you know what a Wild Adapter is? It's the same person who created Sayuki. Kazuya Minakura.
You just unlocked a memory, but I'll go into that after you finish.
it was really actually very harmless for me. It was like a slice of life where they found a kitten and then they returned it to the park. And it was kind of like a soliloquy on life.
I love that.
And then
send it.
I'm trying so hard not to judge my friends, man. But I didn't know what doujin was until just now.
Angel ain't in that deep yet.
Well, the thing is, like, it doesn't have to be sexual. A lot of the time, it's just like, you know, fan made comics.
They're just like racier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell them to do an image search.
So,
they're wilding right now.
I wrote two different. Oh, you know what, Sonata? I was giving you shit for X Reader.
There we go.
One of the fanfics that I wrote was
no one enters fanfiction world by doing ships. It always starts with X Reader and then it goes.
No. Listen. It was a little bit different. So it was written.
I thought you were doing vocal warm ups mid podcast.
It was written in first person, as if I was speaking to. So it was almost like X Reader, but if the reader was Duo Maxwell and Hiro Yui was the character he was interacting with. So Hiro was speaking to you as the reader as Duo. If that's not convoluted. Yeah.
I can't tell if you're genius or you're just mad.
There are no stable geniuses.
They had sex next to a fireplace in the dead of winter in a safe house.
All right.
Straight up.
So.
Okay, 803.
Let's do a quick game for the listeners here. So about three rows down in the Doujinshi Google image search. I need one of y'all to explain this to the viewers. What exactly I'm looking at.
Oh.
Okay.
What? I thought it was going to be a lightsaber.
You know what? Let me... Yeah.
It's not.
Alright.
Someone made a doujinshi...
What? What is she
about
eating?
Taco Bell.
Oh.
And
that is a quesadilla.
Listen,
you know what I'm bad?
Dojinshi have no limitations.
They have no chill.
They have no chill whatsoever. Like, oh my god.
I don't know if you guys have read it. Have you guys read Metamorphosis?
Reddit scares me.
Metamorphosis? Why does that sound familiar?
No, I think so, actually. I think I have. Hold on.
Yeah, I know it's not technically
that's
like
that's the
fan
worst
fiction.
Thing I've ever read in my life, actually.
It is, but it's so good.
Damn,
I loved it so
that
much.
That is a repressed memory. No, that is one of the worst things I've ever read in my life.
I love it because of how fucked up it is.
It's super fucked up.
It's so fucked up, but I love it.
I don't.
It doesn't even. It's so sad, and it doesn't stop being sad.
Nope. It always hurts a little bit. But yeah, I think that's kind of why fan fiction is so great. It can either make you really happy, or it can make you want to die.
So
fair.
Whenever Tammy was talking about how she wrote fanfic when she was younger, it unlocked a memory that I completely forgot about until just now. And I did not have a concept of what fanfic was at this point. But in like, third or fourth grade, I think, we had a thing where we had to write a short story for class. And if I remember correctly, I wrote a Miyamaru from Shaman King into it. So I guess I technically wrote a fanfic and turned it in for an assignment. But I had repressed that memory until just now.
Damn, I never turned anything in.
I don't remember what
it
was about.
It wasn't even a number. It was just wet in red lettering and it was circled.
I don't remember what it was about, but I know it was bad.
Oh my lord. Oh, you know what? I started writing a Sasunaru fanfic, and it was... I don't know if you guys did this. I was not the only person who did this. I know I wasn't. Literally, I started including a bunch of my friends in it, and, like, I would give them different characters. Like, they would be, like, OCs inside of the world, but, like, the main characters were also... were always Sasuke and Naruto.
You're describing Gaia Online. That's literally Gaia Online.
And then, like, it was funny because, like, all of my friends were like, oh my god, I want to get in on this fanfic. And so, like, I would give them, like, different... They would come in with, like, ninja names and their, like, abilities and shit like that. And, like, one of my friends was like, they're like, I want to be in the fanfic, but only if I can be in a relationship with Tammy. And I was like... done. I don't give a fuck. Here we go, lesbians. Yeah. All the gays. It was terrible. It was terrible. Oh, I had a notebook dedicated to it. And I had, like, everyone's name written next to their ninja name.
You've unlocked repressed memories of the different roleplay forums I was in on Gaia.
Listen, I still do roleplay forums. But I am very picky.
Here's the thing, though, is, like, you are, good storyteller at this point in your life, and I know I wasn't. How old was when was Gaia Online? That was fucking what?
Damn, Gaia Online.
That was like 2008, 2009.
Yeah, I had no business writing any sort of story at that age.
Oh man, I used to be on animeforum.net.
I'm having a full character arc.
Here's a drinking game for the viewers at home. Take a shot every time you hear Angel being disappointed.
His sigh is a disappointment.
Well, now it's directed inward. I was on a Gaia Online roleplay forum for like 2 years. And I forgot because that part of me is dead. But we had the cringiest, like, Vampire Mansion love roleplay, and I can no longer rap. There's no rapper that has ever had a vampire roleplay.
I can't
risk rhyming words ever again.
I was in a few roleplay forums on Gaia, most of them for, like, you know, there was one for Naruto, Dragon Ball, Bleach, One Piece, etc. But I don't remember this girl's name or anything about her, aside from the fact that she was in this thing on Gaia Online with me and my friends. But I... I know that.
Imagine what if the plot twist is that I'm the girl that he was talking about.
I'm pretty sure she lived in a completely different country. Because her English wasn't great.
to be fair, neither was mine. When
I know that
go off.
We decided that our characters in the role play were dating, and then we would message each other offline, and we, having never met each other, we're like, yeah, no, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, which lasted for like, I think, 2 days, because we were fucking 8. I don't remember how that situation resolved, but I remembered it and was immediately washed over with shame.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I can't even say anything, because when I was on animeform.net, like, I was a little bit older, so, and all the people I roleplayed with were all, like advanced lit roleplayers, so we actually had some legit roleplays going on, and there was this one guy, he always named his characters Jace. I think he was, like, a huge lead player or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, but he, we had joined this horror role play together, and it was honestly really clever. It was really good. And, I fell, like, I was younger, but I wasn't like super young. I straight up fell in love with his writing and kind of like projected it on him as a person. And, but we were DMing, like, we were talking, like, privately in chat, and just, like, it was just, like, really nonchalant stuff and just being friendly. But one day, I kind of just, like, I have never personally been friend-zoned so hard, but I was, like, I asked him, I was, like, hey, what, because he said that he lived in, like, somewhere in, I think, Cambridge in England. And I was like, so what are your time zones? Because I really want to, like, try to video chat with you. And he was like, oh, I'm really not comfortable showing my face on camera. I was like, it's okay. It's like, it's fine. You know, I was like, I ain't pretty. And I was literally like, trying everything to do. And he was like, I don't know. Maybe one day. And after that, I don't think we really talked anymore after that much.
He fucking built you a house in the friend zone.
Yes, he did. I was like, damn.
With concrete.
That man was probably 57 years old.
Sorry, I was shaking. Oh, God.
Or it was J.K. Rowling. She just had to protect her.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
God. Her secret identity. I don't know.
No, he wrote that in the
Tammy, yeah. You, what is your topic for today?
I wanted to talk about, like, your favorite anime openings, but then I realized, like, in order to do that, I'd have to edit in a bunch of music, just so that, like, it wasn't just, you can't talk about music without having music. So.
Yo, don't bother. You got me. I'll sing every anime opening. Let's go.
please sing the opening to Tokyo Ghoul.
I mean, I can
next.
I'd have to look up the mechanics of it, but we can potentially
underline
the
episode. I mean, I can
opening.
Just, like, edit in later, but I don't
want to
do that for this one.
I think you can do that. That's easily one of the top 10. But I think that'll be a good topic to detox from the shame we've brought upon ourselves with the first half of this episode.
Oh, man, I wanted to talk more about dojis.
I mean, if you really want to go down that road,
it's okay.
I won't stop you.
I mean, we've already listened. There is so much, like, debauchery in this fucking episode that we might as well keep riding the ride.
I don't know that we've ever been so defeated after a topic.
I mean, maybe you and Angel. Oh wait,
none of you are.
Am I the only one without shame?
Yeah.
Tammy read me. Tammy just went, hey, Sonata, you know Yagami Yada, right? And I was like, fine.
I was fine for like a solid 15 minutes. And then, like, all those memories came rushing back, and I was like, oh no.
I just want to see how much more I can unlock. I feel like Satana or something.
Oh, Satana. I'm scared. I feel like you're legit going to remind me of something I, like, repressed.
I actually didn't tell you guys something about, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I want to talk about Dojin, because I will throw myself under the bus with this one. It's pretty bad.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Are you going to hide in your quarter first? You got yourself together?
No, I have comfort audios after this.
Oh, so. I'm good. I'm sucking.
I'm going to independently study the Bible. I'm watching something wholesome. I'm watching Banana Fish.
I think I'm going to go.
The Hulk? Really?
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I think
that was awesome, right?
I'm gonna hit up church.
Just crushes my soul.
I'm gonna hit up church tomorrow morning. Just kind of cleanse my soul.
Hey God, it's me. So, why did you put these bitches in my life?
It's like, hey God, I know you heard the podcast. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So just to kind of like start the Dojin train, when I was in fifth grade, there was this thing that happened where it was completely like unrelated, but actually ended up coming together really horribly. But me and my friend, I'm not gonna drop names. Me and my friends, like there's two of them. I'm gonna call them P and T. So these two, so we had found on the back of our recess door, someone had engraved a pentagram, and
you keep talking. What was that? Banana has crackhead energy right now, so I'm gonna go see what's going on with that.
That was so scary.
Yo, without context, that sounds crazy. Banana's a cat. Banana's a cat.
My cat's on some other. She must have like found some catnip that I didn't know about and gotten into it because she is.
Damn,
she's on some shit right now.
Jetting. But anyway.
Yo, imagine if somebody walked up to you in Walmart and just went in your ear and was like, banana has crackhead energy.
I'd be running to the bananas. Anyway.
I'm sorry, go on.
No, you're good. So, I got distracted first. So basically what happened was that they formed this ridiculous like spies for God. They wanted this whole mystery to be unveiled, and they're like, we're gonna be spies for God, we're gonna see like where the Satanists are in this school and shit like that. And I, being Buddhist, well, I was just like, yeah, I'm just here for the ride. And all this shit happened, and ended up searching our backpack without our permission, but there was permission from the school, because like I don't even know. It all got super blown out of proportion. But anyway, and at this time I had experimented with drawing Inuyasha pornography. Oh, like no. Comics. I had my little steno pad, not even a sketchbook. I had a steno pad and I was drawing.
Wait, you said drawing what?
I was drawing Inuyasha, like, porn doujin, like, hentai.
Okay.
Like...
I completely heard you, I just wanted you to say it.
My first...
Angel really said, I am above all of you heathens.
Damn. Tammy, I saw that coming, I was like, there's no way he didn't hear that, but I'm gonna let him set this up.
You know what? It's okay. I deserve it for throwing Sonata under the bus. But I had drawn, and the reason that why I did it was because one day I was fucking around on the computer, and I was in Microsoft Paint, and I drew two circles and put them together, and I was like, these look like titties, and then I drew the rest of the body, and it, oh god, I was in fifth grade, guys, I drew Kagome tied up, and Sesshomaru had her. I'm not even going to finish. I can't even say it like without cringing.
Heather, what, 10-year-old Tammy? I'm your principal right now. I'm grilling you.
I'm like turning red right now. Like, and oh god. There was so much, like, and I even did, like, speech bubbles where it was like, you're not gonna get away with this. She had, like, whip marks on her. Anyway.
We should have had wine for this episode.
Oh, shit, no. The red Pescado of my car. Anyway. But, yeah. So, I started from there. Then I started drawing, like, little comics of it in my steno pad. And please do not play with my foot. You already scratched me once. But she, so I wasn't going to continue with it, but I had this friend, let's call him C, and C was a horny little 10-year-old, and he just wanted to see more. And, like, he kept, every day I was on the bus, he would literally watch me draw over my shoulder, and was just like, and like, any time that I wasn't drawing, he's like, are you not gonna draw the comic? Are you not gonna draw it? I was like, and so I gave into peer pressure, not saying that I wasn't at fault, because I definitely started this shit and showed people. But they found that fucking shit in my backpack, and my parents were called, and they didn't, my parents after that didn't even give a fuck about whatever else I got in trouble for with the pentagram shit. They were like, why the fuck are you drawing porn at 10 years old? Oh my god. Dude, it was bad. So, I have been a horny little bitch for a long time.
I can't help but feel...
That's what's up.
I can't help but feel part of that reaction was not only because it was porn, but the, we'll say, quality of the porn exceeded what a 10-year-old should be aware of.
Yeah, you got tied up. I didn't learn about tying people up until like 3 years ago.
Like, that's some Wolf of Wall Street shit.
I was on, I don't know if y'all ever heard of this site, but it was called fucktoons.com.
I know of it.
You see?
I don't know why, but I think it's buried deep in my brain and I don't want to unearth it.
Always, like, whenever I would go on it, the first thing you would see is, Sailor Moon dominatrix style, like, has a leash on Goku, and he has a ball gag, and he's on his hands and knees, and she's laughing as she's pressing her foot down on his back.
I remember the fuck out of that image.
Right?
All right.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about, and it's because it was, like, a full-blown, like, animation.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was, I think it was called, what the fuck was it called? I'm not going to Google it, because I don't want it in my history, but it was, like, it was probably something like Dragon Balls or whatever, I don't know. But it was, like, I don't know how I knew this, but it was, like, a full-blown animation that was, like, Sailor Moon and Goku just, like, hardcore fucking.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, dogging each other out. I remember that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
My parents tried to block my internet access, but I found my dad's password book, because he can't remember shit. So. Yeah.
I don't know. I might have been a proud parent in that situation.
They were definitely not.
It's one thing to be exposed to that, but to create it yourself, that's something special. That's from the ether.
I just feel like, as a parent, I'd be like, listen, I can't stop you from looking at porn, but at least go to the websites that won't fuck up your computer, alright?
Honestly, like, right now, my mom and dad don't even really look at my art, probably because they have, like, a sinking suspicion of what I draw.
Yeah, PTSD.
Because of everything I've been caught for in my past. Like, sometimes you just didn't close that window.
I thoroughly enjoyed Bunny Boy so much.
Wait,
it
what?
Was beautiful.
Bunny Boy?
Didn't you do one where it was, like,
Cleo and Jason in their pet play stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What are those guttural noises?
That was the beast of thirst coming through.
Oh, my goodness.
I think the third Naruto Shippuden opening is pretty good.
I'm sorry.
See, I'm partial to 16 myself.
I'm crying. Actually, I'm choking.
I feel so bad that I have exposed myself. Like,
you know, I'm doing a bit here. I don't.
We're just gonna revel in this debauchery. But you know what? There are some really, really wholesome doujins out there. Okay, let me tell you about the Sasunaru one that I read one time. where they were on a mission and they got hit by this it was some kind of like man-made bomb thing, and it made Naruto go temporarily deaf. So Sasuke had to help him out, like, around that, like, he chose to help him out around the house, and then, like, by the end of it, like, Naruto couldn't hear yet, but Sasuke had hugged him, and, like, he said that he felt the vibration, like, it had, like, thought bubbles, it was, like, he felt the vibration where Sasuke was saying, I love you, and he just started crying, because he knew exactly what he was saying without actually hearing it. So, there's some wholesome shit out there, okay? It's just that me and Sonata are dirty as fuck.
So,
or elephant juice.
Just a quick aside.
I wouldn't jump to assumptions if I was Naruto.
If you're listening and this is your first episode of our podcast, don't let this be the standard by which you judge us. Check out a couple other episodes. And then please judge us.
Please. Don't even get me started on the Superman and Batman ones. Okay, I'm not. I'm done.
Oh, Tammy, we still have 15 minutes.
Yo! Y'all can go ahead and talk. I just keep on digging myself deeper and deeper into the grave. Now I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, you know that you're proud. You're proud, Trash. I am a happy Trash
gremlin.
You've
brought this on yourself.
Likes BL.
Your hubris has caused this.
Hubris. All right, so let's take it in this direction. All right, so if y'all could write your own fanfic, no, not fanfic, if y'all could draw your own doujin and, you know, obviously whatever fandom you want it to be, what would it be and what would it be about? Robert.
Am I getting paid for this?
Sure.
Okay. So I gotta think about, I gotta find the graph in my head of debauchery to how much I'll get paid, and I gotta find the midpoint.
You don't have, it doesn't things. Have to have debauchery. Like,
oh, but Tammy, that's what's gonna pay the most.
Oh, you're right. I can't even deny
so,
that.
Come back to me. I gotta think about whatever fandom is the midpoint between those two things.
You know what? I'm looking at Robert's wall and there's like a poster of Ninja Sex Party.
Okay.
I bet you someone has written fanfiction. I mean, has, yeah, written.
Oh, they've said on the show that there's a, if it's not them, it's him and Aaron. There's like, there's fanfiction of them, and it's like, no, guys, we're both happily in relationships. I know we make gaffes about it on the show, but.
Nah.
That makes us kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like doing that to real people. It's really weird. Anyway,
I'm looking at you,
K-pop people. Anyway.
Angel, you have one?
Go on, Rob.
I want, like, a set in the Cowboy Bebop universe.
Ooh, okay.
I'd like one that just, like, follows a particular bar or something, or, like, the bar owner, and just, like, different people from, like, all types of reaches of, like, whatever galaxy, you know, that is active in Cowboy Bebop. I just want to, like, expand the world building of Cowboy Bebop.
How many times does he have to replace his bar?
Pretty much every episode. But it's kind of a shitty, shoddy bar anyway, so it's easy. They just gotta put up some, like, aluminum siding, keep it moving.
Honestly, that would be pretty wholesome in a way.
No, everybody fucks.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That's where the damage comes from. It's from people throwing each other.
Yeah. Angel's like, I'm getting this fucking like money. Are you kidding me?
If we're going the route of, like, shows we want to see more of the universe of, I would do one for Fooly Cooly, but everything Haruko does when she's not on it. Because that seems like it'd be really interesting shit, and we never get to see any of it.
Ooh, yes.
You're right.
Plus, if I must draw her fucking, it won't be with kids. It won't be with actual children.
I mean, it could be with her dad. I mean, she his dad.
All right. I was like, Tammy.
I am one of them.
I'm not as bad.
I mean, didn't she fuck his dad?
Yes, but that's not what you said.
I know. I didn't mean it like that.
She did not sleep with my dad. What are you talking about? It was implied, but it wasn't true.
Yeah, I would like to see, like...
Wait, so for real?
It was just a little booty-cootie thing type thing. You do it with your hands.
You know what? Yeah, I don't think that they actually fuck. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the implication is that Naruto's imagination, because we see the show through his perspective, he was like, oh, plus he's going through
people.
They were
like, doing adult things.
Yeah.
Footy-cootie.
Yeah.
It's a footy-cootie dream thing.
Can we fucking... Can we make that our transition between segments? Will we
get
sued?
That would be so much fun.
I'd love to see Hadako getting into alien shenanigans off-brand.
That would be cute. They'd probably reach out to you and be like, yo, so you want to make this an actual thing? You want to get pay-paid? And you're like, pay-paid also takes me away from sleep.
It, you know, so, as long as they don't say pay-paid. If I'm in like a serious business call, someone is like, yeah, you're gonna get pay-paid. I was like, I don't think this is legitimate. You don't seem like a good businessman if that's how you're talking about compensation.
Yeah, you're about to get Cash App scammed.
It's like you're about to fucking you're gonna pay
your
me
money
in chestnuts.
Gone.
I'm not.
Hey, kid, you got a Venmo?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm gonna send you the check. You just got a deposit.
Like, I'm not trying to get paid in fucking used Q-tips. I'm not about that.
Yeah, do you use bitcoins? Oh, gosh. So, it's Sonata, what about you?
Honestly, the one that comes into my head is I would love to do Sailor Uranus and Sailor Neptune.
Yeah. Because
they do not get enough, and I need more of their love. Also, the switch vibe Neptune gives me.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
It's the spicy meatball.
It has one little chive right on top. It's like, yeah. So nice.
That is the awesome thing about doujin and fanfic is that a lot of people have used it to like fix things that they hate about the actual show, like things that have happened that they're just like, what?
Nope. Yep. They're like, nope. Rewrite. And then you know, people.
Damn,
Bell
should be in on
it.
This
it's,
episode.
It's occurred to me that the whole time we've been talking about this, I have Bruce Timm's pinup nudity book on my desk.
Ooh. It's okay. I like set it on my shelf to where she's facing me at all times.
For those of you who don't know, Bruce Timm, famous for doing character designs for Batman the Animated Series, Justice League.
He created
Harley
Quinn,
etc. He occasionally will put out books of his pinup / nude material that he draws in his free time. And I bought one of them.
I did too.
I
Rob
love
told
that.
Me about it. I instantly pre-ordered it.
I sent it to Tammy as soon as I found out it was a thing. It's like, if I'm going to buy this, I'm not going to be the only person I know who bought it.
Well, obviously not, because I love Bruce Timm. Literally, one of my finals, I drew and I replicated his style because I had to. That was like a thing. But anyway, so, excuse me. So, yeah. Wait, what did you... What did Sonata say again? I'm sorry.
I said I like people who fix things.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. My brain is going at a million miles an hour because I feel so bad to our listeners right now.
Doujin, y'all melting your brain with that shit.
I'm gonna speak for Bill.
No, I'm elevating myself to a higher plane with all the dopamine that's rushing in. There's so much serotonin.
You're traveling through different dimensions. You don't know which timeline's which. You're like, Naruto, where are your tits?
Naruto, where are your tits?
Sonata's not even the same timeline as us right now. She's like 2 years in the future.
She's already written this fanfic and has already gotten millions of readers.
It's just fanfiction.
Honestly, Sonata.
That's solid.
Sonata, you write the fanfic. I'll draw the. Oh, you write the script. I'll draw the pictures, and we'll make our own doji.
What are we doing it on?
Haikyuu, I guess. I don't know.
There's enough of that. Dude. There's so much of that. That's okay.
Just do a Smash Bros. Style of all your favorite ships.
Oh lord. I used to.
Daisy and Princess Peach.
There used to be a whole website of doujins that I used to jump on, and they had a lot of Jesse and Jane's stuff.
Wait, hold up. What is Daisy and Princess Peach's relationship? Are they cousins?
No, enemies to lovers.
I have no idea what they're like canonically. I have no idea what their relation to each other is.
Well, they sure as hell ain't kissing cousins, like fucking Uranus and Mercury, according to U.S. censorships.
Like, yeah, I think as a kid, I always just assumed, oh, they're sisters, but that doesn't make any goddamn sense. So I
don't think they are.
I'm looking this up. Listen, you guys continue. You know what, dude, I have to know.
I feel
enemies to lovers is like Daisy, my favorite.
Daisy and
like,
Peach are cousins. No, are they cousins? Hasn't confirmed this to be true.
All right,
they're best friends.
Daisy.
I'm gonna think of it as Daisy is a maid and like Peach's right hand in multiple ways.
whoa. Relax. Daisy got her kingdom of her own, yo, too.
What? I don't see her with the little toes.
Fair enough.
Nintendo just says they have a sister like relationship. I guess they're just friends who have their own kingdoms.
Listen, sister-like can go beyond.
That sounds gay to me.
Calm down, Tammy.
Yeah, it just says they're best like friends.
Can go beyond. Oh, step princess, what are you doing?
I'm just stuck on this balcony.
I'm stuck in this pipe. Somebody help me.
Oh, I've gotten God. Stuck there's in the like, washing machine, Yoshi, which is Yoshi something that can totally doink. Fucking happen.
Dude, there's like a trend right now of like stuck in the wall stuff. You know what? I've already revealed a lot about myself. So.
Yeah, there's nothing nerdy about porn. We can't just go into porn discussion.
Yeah, let's not, though. I mean, we're already like. I think like keeping it to like sipping is probably should be our line that we draw.
I don't need to shipping expose myself anymore.
I'm diving deeper down the Princess Peach and Daisy rabbit hole. I need to know what their relationship is.
Which, by the way, we have in a whole episode on shipping and simping. I think it was
it's
like,
really good.
Yeah. So
I expose myself there too, but not as much as I did today.
Listen, the more comfortable, like, the more that you do, at least what I learned, the more that you do this podcast, the more comfortable you become with the people that you do it with. So, wait, hold on a second. That sounded weird. that you become more
Tammy, are we shipping ourselves together?
Hit us up in the Undercover Nerds email. Let us know who your favorite ships are.
I was
going
to say, like, we
know
we might
it's
have
me
to
and Robert. We already know.
Angel X Rob.
All right.
Don't send us that one over and over.
Don't send us that. Please spam our email with Angel X Rob content.
Tammy, I want you to know if we get any of that in our inbox, I'm going to specifically request Mickey X Rico.
No!
It's like, I will not suffer alone.
Yeah, we could start a Patreon and like top tier. We do an ASMR read through of y'all's Undercover Nerds fan fiction.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my god, that'd be so much fun though.
That would be terrible. Oh. That was a terrible. That would be terrible.
And that's why it would be the top tier.
I mean, the Try Guys did it. Why can't we?
I love nerds so much because there's a very, very thin line between just wholesome, this is my life and I love it, to we are degenerates. And clearly right now, we see that divide. Robert and Angel are on one side and me and Tammy.
Well, here's the thing. I would consider myself a degenerate, just not in this specific subject.
That's what I was going to say. I leave my peas and my carrots separate. I leave my nerd stuff on one side of the plate, and then the other side is covered in gravy, you know what I'm saying?
What you trying to trying to hide in that gravy.
Yeah.
There are some worlds that should never meet.
Yeah.
I almost shot water through my nose.
Boy. Oh, boy. God. We have done fucked this podcast up.
I think this is one of our most solid episodes. Honestly, I don't remember what happened. I blacked out in the middle of it, but
we may have drugged Angel, guys. I can't confirm or deny this.
It's like Memento. I tattooed something. I was like, Dojin. Stay.
Can we?
He's just gonna replay this episode to remind himself what not to go for.
Can we do a Kickstarter for a remake of Memento, but it's just him like trying to figure out what the name of the doujin he read was?
Yeah.
Oh my. And he writes down like different hints and like key phrases from it on it.
Oh my god,
that's scary. That's a scary world.
I feel like I'm gonna like listen back to this episode in like a couple months and be like, I don't remember any of this.
There's just so much oxygen.
It's like I blacked out after 5 minutes.
There's so much oxygen going to your brain that you just gone.
But yeah, no, like I was saying though, the second ending song for Inuyasha, amazing.
Which one was that?
Bodaji wa.
That was the first one.
That one?
That one flopped.
Was the second one, because the first one was the one with the chrysanthemums.
Well, you gotta sing it.
I don't remember it.
I will say, Angel Beats, top tier, loved it.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Are we really gonna cram this into the last 2 minutes of this episode?
Yeah, we're just giving you guys some
something to think about
content right now.
Something to think about that's not.
We're giving them soundtrack suggestions for all the doujins we recommended.
Yep, it's aftercare. Or the pain I've caused people today. I'm so sorry.
I don't have. This isn't like a favorite anime opening or ending for me, but the ending for Clannad after watching it makes me feel things. It's not the same. All right, see, just that, like, I like immediately, like, my brain was like, "Oh man, do we have to be sad now? This is a sad song."
We have to be sad now.
I don't have the same Pavlovian response I have with other songs, like "Show Yourself" from Frozen 2. I don't know why that song makes me cry. I don't want to go into it. That's a conversation for me and my therapist. But
well.
I don't want to laugh at your pain, Robert. I laugh because I also feel the same way.
Listen, I intend on holding on to all of my depression power for mech piloting, as we've discussed in previous episodes, except for that one. That is, like, it, like, literally every time I hear that song, I cry, and it's concerning, and I feel like I should talk to someone about it.
It's when she hits that note, the, I'm bad,
it's the combination of the note and the lyrics, and like, alright, there is something in here that I have repressed and locked away that I need to figure out, because I shouldn't cry every time I hear the song.
We should do another Disney episode. Have we done a Disney episode?
We have done a Disney episode. I don't remember if we talked shit on them or not.
I'm surprised if we did.
I was on that one, because I wouldn't talk shit about Disney. I don't really fuck with Disney.
We can do another one, because I think
that can come up in another.
That was a tune in. We did when that we before that. Angel joined the podcast,
yeah,
so
we
can
did.
Do another Disney episode.
We did. I think it was probably too wholesome at the time, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did Disney and Studio Ghibli back to back.
Speaking of doujin, I'm just kidding. All right,
hold up. All right, that's
Dude,
gonna do
you
it.
Say Studio doujin?
No, I said speaking of doujin.
That's gonna do it for this episode, guys.
And adding the word doujin. Yo, tie her down, bro. Or don't. I don't know.
If you guys have any doujin suggestions for Tammy and Sonata, email them personally.
or write them in a notebook and burn the notebook.
If you have any, put it in a bottle and just put it in the ocean. It'll find their way to them.
Like in Kingdom Hearts?
If you have
which
any,
I've read plenty of Kingdom Hearts Thojin, just let me tell you that Riku and Sora.
If you guys have any topic suggestions, questions, or you just want to tell us how much of a degenerate we are individually, send us an email at undercovernerdspodcast@gmail.com.
I'm so glad you remembered that, because I was about to botch that hard. Also, if you send me Riku and Mickey Dojin, I will find you and I will gut you.
Oh my god. I know we normally say happy birthday at the end of these. It feels wrong this time.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
It's a sad day. I just lead us out with a song, yo. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in this stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1,
let's dip, 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 dip.
End it.
All right, turn off the recording.